Well, welcome to all who are young or young at heart to our time with young disciples. Welcome, Miss Jessie.
Morning.
So today, Pastor Jim is going to preach on a story that a lot of us will kind of remember. And it's a time where Pharisees show up and they're actually trying to trick Jesus into getting in trouble with the Roman authorities. And Pastor Jim will talk more about getting a little bit further into this. But our part for young disciples today is dealing with the question and the answer. So the question that the Pharisees said would be, is it okay for us to pay taxes to Caesar? Why, Jesse, do you think they would be asking that question? Should they send some money back to support the Roman government?
I don't know.
Well, that was the trick, right? They were trying to trick Jesus to say no to those taxes. Now, let me be very clear. Time with Young Disciples today will not address the greater issue of taxes. That's a tricky subject. But what we will talk about is Jesus' answer. So Jesus basically tells them, he has them take out some money, a coin. There's the image of Caesar. And he says, well, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. But the most important thing is he says, give to God what is God's. Now, this is where it gets kind of interesting to think about, right? I mean, what do we have to give God? God, the maker of the universe, God who literally hung the stars and the suns in the sky, right? So God, in some ways, what do we have to give God? What do you think about that? What is he asking at that point?
Option one, give faith, love, and stuff like that. Option two, give them the stars and the sun.
Okay, so to give him our faith and our love, and what about our gifts? What kind of gifts do you think we have? What kind of gifts do you have, Miss Jessie? What are you good at?
I'm athletic.
Good.
Joyful.
Yes.
And smart.
And as your father, we could just keep going on and on, but we got to start wrapping this up. You're exactly right. And there aren't many rooms you go into that you don't bring a whole lot of smiles with you, my dear. So this is a really interesting moment in the Bible. It's not a parable, because Jesus is there. He's speaking in his voice, right? And he acknowledges that, you know, just to get through this world is going to require some of our attention, some of our resources, some of our industry in that direction. But we can't be tripped up by that question. We have to think about what we have to offer God. Not because God needs it. God is God. But because God welcomes us to a constant fellowship with God. And that is the reason that God celebrates your joy in every room that you bring it into. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we are in a world that so desperately needs our gifts today. Help us to be generous and free in giving them. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.